Former Reddit CEO Ellen Pao claims she knew about Epstein Maxwell pedo network, said nothing. By Alam Bokhari on July 6, 2020. Ellen Pao, who gained infamy over seeing Reddit's lurch towards censorship during her brief tenure as CEO of the site in 2015, claims she knew Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein supplied underage girls as sex toys for the rich and powerful, and said nothing. Pao, known for being an early proponent of the woke politics of feminism and racial grievance that now characterize every Silicon Valley company, made the shocking admission in a tweet yesterday evening. The former CEO, who previously worked for venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins, said Maxwell was invited to a party at the company, and that she was aware of her reputation. She was at the Kleiner holiday party in 2011, but I had no desire to meet her, much less have a photo taken with her, said Pao in her tweet. We knew about her supplying underage girls for sex, but I guess that was fine with the cool people who managed the tightly controlled guest list. Emphasis ours. After Pao's tweet gained attention, the former Reddit CEO and self-proclaimed feminist promptly locked her account. The tweet is still viewable on Internet Archives. Perhaps realizing how her original tweet looked, Pao also made a follow-up tweet clarifying her original statement. To be clear, the press had described her as supplying underage girls for sex, but she had not been charged, so I guess it would be more accurate to say we suspected we knew. Maxwell, widely known to be Epstein's right-hand woman, was arrested on Thursday and charged with sex trafficking minors for the deceased financier and his associates. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in jail. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.